Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hello.
The concert hall doors are closed, and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Sky, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Today, we are going to discover the world of magic through music in Movies with Magic.
I love movies with magic. There are so many movies that involve magic. This is going to be a really exciting show. Let's get started. The first song we're going to play for you is from The Sorcerer's Apprentice, but it's not from Fantasia. It's from the live-action movie Sorcerer's Apprentice that was done by Disney. When was that done, Sky?
The movie was done in 2010, and it starred Nicolas Cage. It also gives a nod to the Disney classic, where in the Disney cartoon, Mickey does a bunch of magic and he brings a bunch of brooms to life and they cause a bunch of trouble. And in this movie, the sorcerer brings a bunch of brooms to life and they also cause a bunch of trouble. So here is Sorcerer's Apprentice by Trevor Rabin.
Thank you.
This next song we're going to hear is from a book that I loved when I was growing up as a kid, The Indian in the Cupboard. The movie of the book was done in 1995, and it's about a young boy named Omri who receives a special little wooden cupboard for his birthday with some plastic figurines, one specific of a Native American. So here is Bonded for Life by Randy Edelman from The Indian in the Cupboard.
Thank you.
Night at the Museum is a popular trilogy, which means three films, that took place from 2006 to 2014. They're all based on the children's book by the same name, written by Milan Trenck. Here is Night at the Museum by Alan Silvestri.
Okay, Skylar, what do we have next?
Next, we have a song from James and the Giant Peach, which is a really great movie. James and the Giant Peach is based on a book by popular author Roald Dahl, who in his lifetime said he never wanted a movie made of James and the Giant Peach. But his wife, after he died, saw a work by a similar artist who made a popular movie called The Nightmare Before Christmas and decided that he would be able to bring James and the Giant Peach to life. The man who did the animation's name was Henry Selick. Here is Family from James and the Giant Peach.
Take a little time, just look at where we are. We've come very, very far together. And if I might say so,
and if I might say so too,
we wouldn't have got anywhere if it weren't for you, boy.
Love is the sweetest thing.
Love never comes just when you think it will.
Love is the way we feel for you.
We're family.
We're family.
We're family.
All of us.
And you.
Think of where we'd be if we were on our own.
We'd be dead.
We are what holds us all together.
Oh, yeah?
And if I might say so.
And if we might say so too.
We never could love anyone as much as
we love you.
Love
is the strangest thing.
Love
love does exactly what it wants to do. Love.
Boy, you know it's true.
We're family. We're family. We're family. Me and you.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Without you there'd be no us. Love is the sweetest thing. Love does exactly what it wants to do. Love is the way we feel for you.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour, where this week we are talking about music in movies with magic. The next piece we're going to play is from Oz, the Great and Powerful, which came out in 2013 and was directed by Sam Raimi. This version of Oz is a little different than the one we know and love because it follows the story of the actual Wizard of Oz. Here is the main title from Oz, the Great and Powerful by Danny Elfman.
The Dark Crystal was a movie directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz. It's a story about a magical, mystical place that focuses on these creatures called Gelflings and their search for the Dark Crystal. So here is Finale by Trevor Jones from The Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Skylar, you knew I was going to add this in here. This is from Harry Potter, which came out in 2001. This is from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which you know is my favorite movie. The kids can catch me watching it almost every week. And the music is done by John Williams. Here is one of the more famous songs from that movie called Hedwig's Theme.
Thank you.
and we're back with WCRI's Kids Hour, where we're playing music in movies with magic. The next one we're going to talk about is from the live-action Disney film Beauty and the Beast.
This is actually my favorite live-action Disney film.
It's written by Tim Rice and Alan Menken, but the song is sung by the Beast, Dan Stevens. One of the best songs, I think, from this movie, called Evermore.
I was the one who had it all. I was the master of my fate. I never needed anybody in my life. I learned the truth too late. I'll never shake away the pain. I close my eyes, but she's still there. Let her steal into my melancholy heart. It's more than I can bear. Now I know she'll never leave me, even as she runs away. She will still torment me, calm me, hurt me, move me, come what may. Waiting by an open door, I'll fool myself, she'll walk right in and be with me forevermore. I rage against the trials of love. I curse the fading of the light. Though she's already flown so far beyond my reach, she's never out of sight. Now I know she'll never leave me, even as she fades from view. She will still inspire me, be a part of everything I do. Waiting by an open door, I'll fool myself, she'll walk right in. And as the long, long nights begin, I'll think of all that might have been. Waiting here for
okay, Sky, what do we have next?
Next, we have music from the movie Dumbo. Now, this movie is a remake of the original Dumbo, and this was made in 2019, and it was directed by Tim Burton. It puts a sort of dark spin on the original Dumbo. Tim Burton directed a lot of other good films, like The Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, and many more. So here is Trains A-Comin' by Danny Elfman, Frank Churchill, and Ned Washington.
Thank you.
The next song we're going to do is one that everybody kind of knows. I probably really don't even need to introduce it, but it's from a wonderful movie called Mary Poppins that came out in 1964. But this version of the song is from the original Broadway cast, and it is called Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's going to prove a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It doesn't mean anything.
It can mean exactly what you want it to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Now if they'd heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
That's right.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff.
Mm-hmm.
Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Saiyans and wild animals would not seem so ferocious.
Add some further flourishes, it's pseudococococious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Umdiddle-diddle-umdiddle-lie.
The Druids could have carved it on their mighty monoliths.
Oh, yeah?
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it softly, the effect can be hypnocious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitocious.
Oh, but
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Backwards, which is so wicked a lie, psipsicatsilagar full of creepers.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Never clogs.
Okay, Sky, what do we have for the last piece for today's show?
The last piece is from a movie that I really love. I love the original movie, but the live-action remake is really good, too. It came out in 2016, and it's called Pete's Dragon, about a boy and his best friend who is a giant green dragon. So here is Reverie by Daniel Hart from Pete's Dragon.
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. They need your support, especially now. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.